FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Apostle Kenny Townsend.
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord.
Take a stand.
Praise the Lord and all of His hosts.
Not
thank you, thank you, thank you all near and far for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration International Fellowship right here on KAYT 88.1 FM in Alexandria, Louisiana. As always, we bid you Godspeed in the name of Yahusha HaMashiach. That is Jesus the Messiah. And we're just delighted to come into your homes, your places of confinement, your hospital rooms, wherever you might be at the sound of my voice. I'm Apostle Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife, Lady Mildred Townsend. And right now we're going to ask her if she so kindly will to share a scripture. And for those of you that are standing in the need of prayer and believing the Most High to meet those petitions, we know we serve a answering, hearing Savior. That's right. We serve an almighty God that knows everything about what we're going through. The question is, if you have the faith to believe it, and if you don't have faith, be honest with yourself and says, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Lady Townsend, scripture.
Amen. Coming out of the book of Hebrews, the 10th chapter, the 22nd verse, and it reads as this. Let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith.
Yes.
Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience.
Yes.
And our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promise.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we just thank
Lord.
You
Hallelujah.
For truly You are faithful.
Yes.
You promise.
Oh, yes.
And it's a done deal.
Yes.
We believe that, we stand on that, and we know that to be true.
Oh, yes.
And for those that are seeking to even learn of that, we pray for them today that they will give their heart and their life over to a God that is able to do above all that we can think. And we believe it.
Yes.
We believe it, God. And we just thank You, Lord, as we pray for all those out there right now that's standing in need.
Oh, yes.
Amen. There's so many needs. We're living in the last days. That's every time you look around, we're hearing bad news.
Yes.
But
yes.
You are the good news.
Oh, yes.
You are the good news. And we thank You, Yeshua. We thank You for being the good news. And for so many that don't know You, we're praying, God, that they would get a real relationship at this time. For so many years, many people have just avoided even getting to seek You.
Yes.
Amen. But we just praying that the people will come together and lift up the holy name of Yeshua. We thank You for the Father, Yahuwah. We thank You for just everything that You've done for Your people over the years to this day.
Yes.
And we continue, Lord, hallelujah, to lift You up in the mighty name of Yeshua. And we thank You and we bless You. And we want to pray for those in the hospital. We cannot forget about them.
Yes.
We want to pray for those in the prisons. We cannot forget about them. The old people in the old folk homes.
Nursing homes. Yes.
We cannot forget about them.
Yes.
The sick children in hospital. We cannot forget about them.
Oh, yes.
Mothers that cannot pay their bills. We cannot forget about You.
That's right.
Amen. Fathers that have left the homes of the wives. We cannot forget about You. We praying that God would touch your heart and that You would just have a right way of thinking, a way of just pleasing the Lord. Amen. Pleasing Yahuwah. And we just thank You today as we continue to bless You and lift You up this morning in the mighty name of Yeshua.
All right. I didn't know if you were finished or not. In the name Yahusha, in the name Yahusha, we have the victory. In the name Yahusha, in the name Yahusha, Satan will have to flee. Oh, tell me, who stand before us when we call on that great name, Yahusha, Yahusha, Master, Savior, we have the victory. That's right, beloved. In the name of Yahusha HaMashiach, we have the victory. And I know that might be strange to some of you, but you see, the truth of the matter is, as time went on, they changed his name. Yeah, the colonizers, the Roman Constantine and all of his cronies changed it, because what they wanted to do was they wanted to incorporate Romanistic pagan activities with the newfound, what they wanted to start, the religion called Christianity. And so that was his way of saying, well, if we can't beat them, we'll join them. And if you don't understand anything about that, I'll just give you a brief update to those of some of you out there. You know, there are many fraternal orders and things of that nature out there. But you know what? They first had a mission to do good. And then you had entities that infiltrated the good things, just like in the churches today. You know, the churches were supposed to be a place where people could receive salvation. They could receive a burden of their souls being lifted and being able to serve the Most High with the pure conscience of repentance and regeneration of his Holy Spirit. But as Yahusha said when he gave the parable of the sower, he said, Master, did not we sow wheat? How be it then that we see tares springing up? And you know what the owner of the vineyard said? He said, an enemy has done this. Mm-hmm. And you know what, Lady Townsend? That has been the history of the church. The enemy has always sought to pervert, to dilute, and to misdirect the true intention as to what we thought we knew for the last 2,000 years. But there is an awakening taking place.
It is.
And because this awakening is taking place, we are coming back to the true name of the Father, because God is not a name.
Yes.
That is a title. You know, we hear the titles Everlasting God, Prince of Peace, whatever we read in Isaiah. All of those were titles. But his name is Yahuwah.
Yes.
Not Jehovah. It is Yahuwah. And I know this might sound strange to a lot of you, but you see, again, those that sown tare amongst the wheat sought to misdirect. And see, as long as you don't know the truth, you can be controlled.
Oh, definitely.
Y'all didn't know that. If you don't know the truth, you can be controlled. And that was the whole purpose behind colonization, to control you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, financially, because you done lost track of who you are. And not only that, you've lost track of truly whose you are. And that's what has happened in the body of Christ, Lady of Townsend. I remember when I was reading in the scriptures where Paul had went to a certain place. I think he went to Ephesus. And he was beholding the people praising what they thought was God. And they had an inscription on their devotion that said, to the unknown
right.
God. And can I be honest with you? Many for 20 and 30 and 40, 50 years have been serving the unknown God.
Amen. It's true.
Because that's the way our colonizers wanted it to be. That's the way Roman emperorism wanted to be, that you just called upon a God that they laid down there. But I assure you, 2,500 years ago, the name Jesus didn't even exist.
It did not even exist.
The name Jesus wasn't even. As a matter of fact, Jesus derived from the Roman Latin word of Isuus, which if anybody knows anything about Roman paganism, mm-hmm. they believed in those gods of Olympus.
Yes.
Yeah, they believed in Hercules and they believed in Zeus. And that's where the name Jesus derived from, the word Zeus. So if you do your historical background and searching, most of our colonizers wanted to make sure that we adapted those things. And see, what happens is, as you adapt colonialism, then you're just so happy about being a part of something. Kind of reminded me when I was working, Lady Townsend, at Parchment Penitentiary in Mississippi. And when you start doing the background of the people that's in the penitentiary system, one of the things that they did was the penitentiary was not made for African-American people. It was made for criminals. And so they found out that it could become a lucrative business by putting people of color in the penitentiary. Now, here's what they did, though. Because of the onslaught of people coming in at a rapid rate, Lady Townsend, you know what they did? They didn't have enough guards.
Mm-hmm.
So because they didn't have enough guards, you know what they started to do? They started to incorporate the inmates. Y'all gonna get this after a while.
Well,
they started incorporating the inmates to watch over each other. But watch this. Not just watch over them and to be a snitch. Oh, no. They empowered them over the other inmates by making them feel superior
to the other inmates
by putting a rifle in their hand and said, if the first N-word that crosses that line, you blow them away. Do y'all see it happening in our churches today? Do you see it happening in our denominations today?
Do you see it happening in our politics today?
Do you see it happening all around us in our school educational systems? Do you see the very colonization factor is still working? And then we wonder what is happening to our children. So we have to address the issue. We have tares
amongst
that have been sown
amongst the wheat.
Amongst the wheat.
Amen.
And it is time for the true apostles. That's the reason why Yahushua chose apostles, because he knew that reformation was needed in his body. Yes, he did say, upon this rock, I will build my church. And he wasn't talking about Peter either. He was talking about the very foundation that had been corrupted. And so what is he going to do? He's going to build a church of reformation to get people back in right standing with Yahuwah and his only begotten son, Yahusha HaMashiach. So again, to all of you that are coming to life, to that name, that is the original name of the Savior. Yes, I know I embraced the name Jesus for a long time.
Oh, yes.
I did. And you know what? I did it with pride. I did it with dignity. I did it with clarity and understanding. That is, until I understood what the truth is all about. And once I understood that his name was Yahusha, then I came back to the realization. Once I found out that the Father's name was not Jehovah, because J's didn't even exist in Hebraic language.
No.
And so sometimes when a thing is translated, I got to remind you, when King James had our word translated, he had it translated with an agenda. And that agenda was to keep slaves a slave. And so long as he was able to offer you pie in the sky while he flourished, as long as he was able to offer you that one day your suffering shall come to an end while he was causing the suffering, as long as he was able to tell you that, listen, one day you're going to walk the streets paved with gold while his kingdom was flourishing with gold. So you see, beloved people of the Most High, yes, we have been duped on so many levels, but the spirit of the living Yahuwah is bringing us back to the truth. And you know what that truth is? For years, we have still been wandering
in the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
Round and around and around we go.
Yes.
Amen. So, but when truth come, it's hard for people to stomach something. and they think they're doing Jesus a favor.
Paul thought that too.
That's what Saul thought.
Saul thought he was doing God
now,
a favor.
But you're really doing Jesus a favor when you acknowledge who he really is, and that's Yahushua.
Yeah.
Amen. Now you're doing him a favor. You're not doing him
Does
a favor.
Does he really need
favors? No. I'm just saying people in a sense that you're really, really getting to the point where you want to please him regardless of who. And that's the point I'm at in my life, you know. When I found out the truth, when I know who his name is and who he is, you know, yes, Jesus, we embraced that because that's what was forced on us. We didn't know. But now that we know, we embrace who he really is. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. Now that you know, you embrace who he is. But see, like I said, in these big churches and I used to ask God some questions. I said, especially and when we embracing Jesus. I said, all these hypocritical people, these big esteemed people that got these big ministries over here. And I say, truly, this cannot be God. Truly, these people, it's not concerned about soul. It's over and over, we find this out. And I used to hear about the Broadway versus the narrow pathway. Yes. And I used to wonder, we in this broad path, if we in here with all of these big ministries and they're not showing that they favor God at all, which we know that to be true, that many of them in there just fleece of the poor people. And they've been doing it for years and years and years, decades after decades after decades. And it's been going on.
Well, Lady Challenge, not to interrupt you, but I got a question to ask you, because when you said the Broadway, one would have to question, if all of these people are saying that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, all of these people are saying that Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, how is it in the world that there's so much hatred, so much racism,
because
so
he's
much
not.
Animosity?
Because he's not their Lord
calling
and Savior.
On the name of that same Jesus that they say is Lord and Savior. Something is
that
not
broad way.
But then again, it goes back to what Yahusha said back in his day before they start calling him Jesus. He said, this people
draw nigh
to me
with their mouth,
with their lips, but their heart
far from it.
Is far from it.
Yes.
And I'm telling you today that we're living in a society where not long ago we found a young African-American man hung at a college, a college where people are saying that, and this is the sad part about it, is because some of these same people will go to town hall meetings and they will go to community meetings and they will place their hand over their heart and they said, all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. And so you're telling me that our allegiance to the flag was just about somebody being murdered, somebody being lynched, and these things are still happening in the 21st century, and yet nobody's in an uproar about what is going on? Something is wrong, because we're truly still in the last days, and we have been for quite some time.
That Broadway got everything there. Everybody say they are so-called Christian. You know what I'm saying? That everywhere you go, they live all ungodly. We see it every day. And we hear it about it, and now that the social media thing is, the internet is here, daily you see people confessing these things, but living contrary to the word of God. Now, I told God, I just don't want to be on that broad path and right. with all of that. You know, I just enjoy the narrow way. Amen. Where I know he said there won't be few that find it. And I just want to be that few. And that's where my heart been. I just want to please Yahusha in everything that I do or say, because I know it's going to come a day and going to come a time, amen, that we must please him. Whether mama don't accept it, whether daddy don't accept it, brother, husband, wife, children, we must. Because we're going to want to have to stand before him individually. Won't be no group session.
No, there won't. There won't be. Mother won't be there. Pastor won't be there.
Come on.
Apostle won't be there. Bishop won't be there. Missionary won't be there. Deacon won't be there when we stand before the judgment seat. And the thing about it is, he's going to say the most important thing. And so we've got people that are just, again, this is what Christianity has made you think. And I cannot allow you to be disillusioned. There is a prerequisite for everything. If I say that I love my wife, stay with me. If I say that I love my wife, I can say it with my mouth, but my actions have to line up with the love that I have for her. Now, the love that Christ, Yahusha, has for us is not one-sided either, because we've got people thinking that we can just live any type of way. Okay, we got them thinking that, well, as long as I confessed Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and the Bible says all have sinned and come short. Yes, that's true. That is true. But he didn't say all are continuously sinning. All are continuously coming up short. And so, therefore, the enemy has sown tear amongst the wheat, Lady Townsend, to make people think that we can just live any kind of way. Well, preacher, let me explain it to you like this. The Bible says, now, I'm going to show you how we can make an excuse for something. The Bible says, if any man sin, we have an advocate, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. Advocate how? Because, can I tell you something? A thug or a person in crime has an advocate too. You know what that advocate is called? A corrupt lawyer. And a corrupt lawyer will advocate for that unjust person as often as they, watch this, willfully break the law. Because you know why they can do it? Because they are unjust and they are crooked judges and counsel people that are willing to help that person out. But see, Yahusha doesn't operate that way. And I want to show you in the word why he doesn't operate that way. Because he said, Lady Townsend, many will come to me in that day saying, Lord, Lord, open up unto us.
Yes.
Why should I? Well, tell me. Tell me, why should I? Because we have done many wonderful works in your name, which the name you're using ain't his name. Did I say that too fast? See, it's not so much as the name that you've been using. He knows the content of your heart. And that's why he allowed us to wander around in the wilderness for these last 400 years. We've been in the wilderness for 400 years. We've been dying. We've been desecrated. We've been raped, mutilated, murdered. And it's still going on because he wants us to come to the true acknowledgement of who he is.
But so many has hardened their hearts to the truth. Some out there know the truth. Amen. There are some that has, I shared on my Facebook page, this young man that started, embracing the truth and, Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, when you do that, it makes a lot of loud clutter loss. But anyway, what we do want to share with God's people is that when it comes to the truth, Lucifer has a way of trying to get people upset. He wants to get you mad about the word that's going forth. And see, one thing about it, the spirit of truth, you know, I think love says it's easily entreated. It doesn't brag. It doesn't boast. Doesn't get all bent out of shape. And, you know, yes, I used to get bent out of shape about people that didn't want to embrace what it was I had to share. I'll give you an example. And I wholeheartedly held on to the name of Jesus. One time I was inside of a church preaching a Bible class, and I was telling everybody that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue shall confess, because that's what we were taught. But one thing about it is, Yahusha knows the very content of your heart. Not so much as the denomination that you embrace. He knows your very heart, because if the very hairs on your head are numbered, Lady Townsend, he knows everything about us. He knows everything about you. So no matter what we try to hide to people, it's not hid to him. When Yahusha went to a particular dignitary's house, he went there. And you know what? Everybody knew of the prophetic call that was on his life. Everybody understood that he was the Messiah, the Mashiach. That's what Messiah is.
Yes.
The Mashiach. Everybody knew. Mm-hmm. And all of the Mishpachah, or mm-hmm, family were standing around. Okay. They were standing around. And when he got there, a prostitute.
Yes.
Came up to him. All right. She didn't say a word. But you know what she did? All of the religious folk, and that's the thing about it, that's what denomination does, makes us religious, makes us feel that our denomination is right, makes us feel that my apostolic doctrine is right, my Pentecostal doctrine is right, my Baptist doctrine is right. It makes you feel as though that, you know what, you are the only one as the apple of God's eye. And here's what Yahusha does. The people began to speak within their own mind, because, see, that's what the spirit does. The spirit can read the minds of what people are thinking, whether it is derogatory, whether it is holy, whether it is righteous. The spirit of the living Yahusha can listen in on the conversation. Government ain't got nothing on Yahusha. Yeah, they spying on you, too, but they ain't got nothing on Yahusha. See, before there was internet, his Wi-Fi was in play.
Yes.
And while he was there, Lady Townsend, at the people's house, they said, if this man was truly a man of God, surely he would know what type of woman this is that is at his feet. Now, mind you, she was a prostitute. She knew she was nasty. She knew she was a degenerate. She knew that there was nothing good. But you know what? She didn't go seeking salvation through the likes of some other man. She went directly to the source. And the word of God says, Lady Townsend, that she began to cry at his feet.
Yes.
She began to weep at his feet. Not only did she weep at his feet, she began to take the very hairs of her head and began to wipe his feet.
Yes.
And that's when he let his Wi-Fi go to work. And he zeroed in on their thoughts. And he said, y'all are looking at this woman as though she's done something wrong. He said, but when I came, none of you offered to wash my feet.
Well.
None of you offered to make me comfortable. He said, but since I've been here, this woman has not stopped weeping.
Yes.
And wiping my feet.
Come on.
I'm trying to tell you. You can talk with your mouth, but God still hear your heart.
He hear your heart. Woo!
You can talk with your mouth, but God still hear your heart. And he knows what's derogatory. See, y'all been talking to Santa Claus. He knows if you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. No, Santa Claus don't know nothing. That's the lie you've been living for so long, and we've got to get out of these lies. Jesus was the lie that we were taught. The name is Yahusha.
Yes.
Yahusha says, this woman, though her sins be many, they are forgiven.
Forgiven.
But watch this. She didn't ask him with her physical mouth to forgive her. She didn't ask him, Lord, I'm a sinner. But one thing I'm here to tell you, I don't care how long you've been preaching, God still knows your heart.
He knows the heart.
I don't care what kind of title you got, God still knows your heart.
Yes.
And when you get to the point where you monopolize the Lord Yahusha and you start to just try to franchise him as some type of franchise and just trying to open up other businesses in the name of a church, we are in trouble.
That's it. And there's a lot of them, you know, that's why they won't embrace Yahusha. Because Jesus, they're making a lot of a profit off of that name.
Can I tell you something?
Let's be real.
God rest her soul.
Mm.
Sister Jackie, who used to be the manager of this station, went to Israel with the owner of the station, Ray Cassis, and his wife. And she said, to her amazement, when she got over there in Jerusalem, there are Ashkenazi Jews and there are Palestinians, which are Arabs. She said, everybody is selling Jesus over there.
Yes.
Any type of paraphernalia pertaining to Jesus, the Arabs got them. And you know Arabs don't embrace Jesus as Lord and Savior. They just think he's a prophet.
A fluent business, the name of Jesus.
Would it be safe to say if we ain't careful, we find ourselves doing this right here in our blessed Western civilization?
Well, they're doing it.
Huh? I think one preacher called it Sunday morning stick up because that's the most fluential day of business.
It's a business.
Sunday morning stick up.
How many pop ups new pastors you see? A lot of them embracing it because they're making money off of the name of Jesus.
It used to be a time where gospel singers were just content with singing the gospel.
No, baby,
they were saying, but now all of a sudden every gospel singer now all of a sudden doesn't become a pastor. Why
baby,
is that?
It's a lucrative business.
Why is that? So you see, let me explain something to you, what the Lord is expecting of us. So if y'all think that God is just forgiving and he's caring, and he is, but he also requires something of us too. Lady Townsend, here you go. Read that.
Number?
Right here.
Number
read
18.
That. We're in the book of Revelation. I want y'all to get this.
Second chapter, 18th verse.
Uh-huh.
And it reads as this, and unto the angel of the church.
Uh-huh.
In thy
Theatira.
Theatira, uh-huh. Right.
Uh-huh.
These things saith the Son of God.
Wait a minute. Wait. These things saith who?
The Son of God.
Not the apostle. Not the bishop. Not the elder. Because they didn't write the book. They didn't write it. We only live by it.
Hmm.
But what it says the son of who? See, they changed that name. It's supposed to say the son of Yahuwah.
Right.
But they changed it.
Who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire,